Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I am so pleased to be with you tonight. Behind the scenes, it has been a very fascinating, interesting day. First of all, my latest book that you would have seen the cover in your newsletter, it's coming out sometime in August. The publishers haven't quite given me a date yet, but they did say that when it comes out, it will be good for 99 cents for the first 24 hours. So when that's going to be, you will all get a short message in an email saying, if you want it, today it's 99 cents, and after that, it is more. But of course, that is the Kindle version. The other thing that happened today is, you know, I schedule my guests way in advance because they're very busy people, and I really want to respect their time. And so I am totally scheduled. Everybody's on my calendar all the way to the end of 2020. I am scheduled that far in advance. And so all week long, I start on Monday, you know, reaffirming who's going to be on. And this person never got back to me. And so I called my wonderful friend, Susan Klopstein, and she is just an absolute treasure and an incredible medical intuitive. And I said, by any chance, I said, I'll go on without you and I can just do name readings, but I would love to have you on. And she so graciously said, yes, love having good friends like this. Now, for those of you that do not know Susan Klopstein, she is literally the one that if any of my clients need to see a medical intuitive, she is the only one I recommend. Susan Klopstein is a soul scientist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, and a founder of Soul Wealth, a healing process that begins where psychotherapy leaves off. Susan graduated summa cum laude with an MA in clinical psychology from the National University in Irvine, California. She's dedicated more than 20 years to developing mastering her soul wealth healing techniques, which identify the unique spiritual wealth of information, knowledge, and experience held in the heart of every client. In addition, Susan is a career counselor who helps clients identify their intelligent type, relational gifts, communication styles, and functional talents to define their joy job and life purpose. Now, uncovering this wealth of information heals and transforms the soul's path, leading to a new soul trajectory and a life of fulfilling relationships, purposeful mission, and abundant financial returns. Now, Susan is not afraid of dysfunction and is prepared to tackle any client challenge. And I'll tell you, every once in a while, without her ever telling me a name of who it is, she'll say, wow, I had a client today. And then she'll describe the situation and I'll think, oh, thank God that went to her and not to me. It's just amazing what she's able to do. And it's so funny as I'm reading her thing and it says she's been doing this 20 years. I think it's longer than that because we've been friends longer than that. And she's been doing it ever since I've met her. But I think I met her when we were both just getting started. So that's been a long time now. Susan used to be a communications and marketing manager for Toshiba America, and she uses her business experience to help clients running companies improve their business plans. While working at Toshiba, she created and implemented the award-winning Touch National advertising campaign for Toshiba Corporation and the Toshiba Telecommunications Systems Division. She also developed the crisis management campaign Toshiba used to overcome the silent submarine scandal after a Toshiba subsidiary was caught illegally selling machines used for quieting submarine propellers to the Soviet Union in 1987. Now, during her years at Toshiba, Susan managed an annual budget of $9.4 million and oversaw the advertising launch of 15 new products. I could go on and on and on and brag about my dear friend, but you know, you all want to hear her, and I just have a few questions for her before we're going to be taking call-ins. So if you have a medical anything that you would like to know about, she is quite remarkable. Our call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. Susan, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hello. Boy, thank you so much for calling me. What fun. That was my immediate thought. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be fun.
we always have a good time when we're talking on the phone. And it's not much different than that.
Oh,
and I
was looking forward to it.
So I want to know, so many people right now are afraid of getting sick. Okay? Oh. I mean, it's a common question now that I'm getting from my clients. You can just feel the fear. And of course, my goal is always have no fear by the time, you know, you're off the phone with me, because fear is simply a lack of information. But how does fear and what you're doing when you're seeing through somebody's body and seeing what's going on in there, how does fear affect the disease or the health of the body?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, when you just think about this, okay? Many of the people that I deal with, and you know, Sharon, I had to laugh at your saying, oh, my God, I'm glad that that was her client and not mine, because I do deal, I deal with, you know, gosh, rape victims and satanic ritual abuse survivors, you name it, it goes on and on. And the thing is that anyone that has gone through any of these horrific experiences lives in a state of tension, if you will. And whether that tension is identified as anxiety, or whether it's they identify with depression, or it's a lesser form, and I do want to mention that, dysthymia, low-grade levels of depression. And people can live in this low-grade level of depression and mediocrity, right? And it's very, very hard to function. It's you have to push yourself every day. But the biggest thing that I see with fear is when you live in fear, the adrenal glands are low. They're always most chronically low for any children that are classified as ADD or ADHD. Great example. Many of these children have had a frightening experience, and their bodies have not been able to overcome and kick them out of it, right? Sometimes they're distressed because they're living in an allergy. Sometimes they're distressed because they're living with a preemptive sense of fear and abandonment that they cannot overcome. Other times they're just stressed out because truly they're living on too much, it dyes, artificial additives, coloring, salicylates, and too high quantities of sugar. I'm not someone, as you know, who believes that sugar is a horrible thing, but I do believe high quantities are a no-no. And so we do this, and what happens is the adrenal glands are low. That becomes dangerous over time because the adrenal glands help to fuel the heart. And if the adrenal glands are low, the heart is low. And also, think about what happens when you go into fear. Okay, you're in fight or flight. So if you are the type of person that can think quickly and you move quickly. But if you're living in fear, then you're exhausting yourself by running, right? If you are not someone that thinks quickly, then you are living in reticence and you're hesitating. And what happens is your thinking becomes slowed and you're not able to think clearly a lot and react clearly. And that's not healthy either. It puts you at risk. The other thing that occurs when you're living in this fear is your nervous system is overfiring, right? Everyone gets excited. Everyone's nerves overfire. Fine. It can be healthy even and fun. But the problem is when your nerves are always at 120, all of a sudden your body is tense. And it's blocking a degree of transfer of oxygen and nutrition. Also, think about when you go into PTSD. The whole digestive system slows. Look around us and look how many people are struggling with weight issues because the digestive system is sluggish. They've been living in fear maybe for a long time. Another thing that happens is if the digestive system is slow, then again, you have the slow transfer of oxygen and nutrition to the cells. So the body is not performing at its best ability. It's just not. What happens when that is chronic? The spleen drops. The spleen is your master organ for the immune system. As the spleen stays low, over time, the thymus, which is the gland that fuels the spleen, is high. But then it starts to drop, too. You've heard of people that survive without a spleen, right?
I have.
And they can't because the thymus
takes
over. But I
don't do it medical.
Huh?
Haven't heard of that, but I'm not a medical person. That's why I send them all your way.
It's just what I see. So there are people that are really medical that could explain it better than I. But I'm going to give the overview. Because what happens when that gland drops, then you begin to have a whole compromise of the immune system. And that is exactly what you want to avoid in a time like this, right?
Absolutely, it is. Because I see so many people now in fear. And, I always say fear is just a lack of information. And I think it's very difficult for people to get true information because there's so many conflicting stories everywhere right now. So it's really nice, Susan, to know that they can call you up and they can get the real scoop on what's going on. Our boards are lit up, and I would like to invite Angela in from Austin. And Angela, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. And before we get started with your question for Susan, I am just really curious. I have been hearing about what's going on downtown and in your area of Austin. And the last I heard yesterday was there were 4 buses of protesters coming in your direction. And I thought, oh, they're coming down 35. Did they land in Austin or San Antonio? So what I'm really asking is, are you safe where you're living in Austin? And then ask your question to Susan.
Angela, dear, are you safe?
Am I safe?
Yes. What's going on in Austin? Are you safe in your area from what I'm hearing going on?
I feel totally safe here. I live by forest and woods, and that's where I go, and I haven't seen anything different. During COVID, all our neighbors became even more neighborly, and I'm so proud to have turned into a village. So I really don't know what else is going on outside of my 5 miles or 8 miles up the road at the moment.
Well, and that's probably a good thing, because they're not showing great pictures on the internet. And I just have this extra special love for Austin and San Antonio because I have a child in each city. So I'm always like, how's everything going? So what's your question? I'm glad you're safe in your area. What's your question, Angela, for Susan?
Well, I was thinking it was the name night, and then when I found out it was Susan, I regathered my thoughts, and as you were speaking in your introduction, you made me remember about this low-grade depression that I had since I was probably in 12, 13, 14, and then when I went to menopause, it would go into anxiety depression. I have this weird thing where I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and it's almost like something I don't know what mood I'm going to be in. And it could be like a sudden, like just a drop in emotion. I can have anxiety and some difficulty sleeping. And I just want to be as healthy as I can in my older age. And I'll do whatever I need to do.
Okay. So next week is calling in for your name. And
yeah, last figured week, it out.
And last week was an expert on depression, so you might want to listen to that show. The archives are on Know the Name, knowthename.com, and then just go to on the schedule page last week, date, and you can see that and get the link and click on it. And I'm giving Susan think time, and so even though she doesn't need it. And the other thing I want to say is if you've had any problems getting to my website, we've been totally moving my website and making it more secure, and now it's going to be HTTPS instead of no S, and we think we've done it. We're going to look it over again tonight to see that everything moved and everything was good. But if you've had any problems getting a hold of me, or it looked like I didn't answer an email, that's because we were messing with the website. So please forgive us on that. Okay, Susan, you got an answer for Angela?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. Have you ever heard of the concept of fostering? In our society, we foster children go to someone's house when their parents can't take care of them, right?
Okay.
But in the European continent, they have a type of system called fostering, and this was very, very common in the Middle Ages and into the Renaissance, where you would send your teenager off to live in another home, and you would do that because teenagers, it was thought that teenagers don't learn well from their parents. Okay?
Things haven't
changed. And they don't like listening to their parents. If you send them to another home or to another warrior or to another landowner or to another, man or farmer, then they would learn from that person. Okay? And so in a past lifetime, this anxiety was caused by you being fostered out for 2 years to a family where you were being taught how to run a large estate as a woman, right? And there's a lot to it when you think about being a member of royalty or nobility or what have you. There's just a lot to learn for the women as well as for the men. And you went to live there for 2 years, and they were abusive. But on top of it, then you were consigned to marrying one of their sons, and one of their sons was abusive. And the thing is, it was intermittent. He would go away for a long time, and then he would come back. He would go away to war, and then he would come back. And when he came back, he was controlling and abusive and loud and drinking. So all of a sudden, your whole world was disrupted again. And this cycle went on and on. And so what you have from that past lifetime is the cellular memory of dysthymia, which is with you. And I wonder if you met that same man in this lifetime, if you had a relationship with him, or if you married him and you've had this because it's something you needed to walk through.
In my 20s, I would say, as my friend says, 20s are for bad choices. And I would
just
say,
just like
I
terrible twos, right?
Yeah, you have the spiritual requirement to learn everything that you blew in a past lifetime by the age of 21 in this lifetime. Makes the 20s hard because if you didn't catch it by the time you're 21, then there's a repeat there until you're 30. It's really dreadful. And the repeats are harder.
It's hard to say. I mean, I had, you know, really, I'm sure I was with the yelling, screaming alcoholic in my 20s and then 30s or so. But, you know, you made me think of a pattern. I'm the oldest, and there's four of us, and my stepdad used to be gone for about 3.5 weeks out of every month, and I was told my job was to run the household and raise the kids. And so that meant the only way I could, you know, have some time for myself was if I ran away. And I did a few times. But when he would come home, it was so disruptive. It felt so disruptive because we had, or I had the household going the way that it was humming along, you know. And then he would come home, I'm like, ah. So that's a pattern you made me think of.
Yeah. You know what? It's a pattern that you really need to release. And you know what you could do? There are two ways to do this. You are welcome to call me, and we can work through that. What you probably want to do is make a list of the cycles, because it's quite a cycle for you to have to live through, right? And it replicates what you went through in a past lifetime. And so this is where the core of the dysthymia comes from and the anxiety, right? But in addition, if there is another way to also work through it, and that is by attending adult children of alcoholics or adult children of dysfunctional Homes. That is a 12-step meeting group that is absolutely fabulous because it helps people identify their childhood cycles and how those cycles are hurting them and repeating in their life today. And so think about that, because there'd be both would be fabulous for you. Don't hesitate to give me a call tomorrow. My number is the 949-637-5300 number. Or you can check into my website, susan@soulwell.com, and we could look at those patterns. It's complex.
Okay.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That gives me a perfect opportunity to say that Susan's website is soulwealth.com. And, again, you can reach her at susan@soulwealth.com. Angela, I know you're going to want to keep talking. Everybody wants to keep talking to Susan. But I want to give everybody a chance. I do want to thank you for calling in, Angela. And I do want to say that once a month, Susan and I are going to start offering one evening during the month where people would pay $50 to come in. We're taking a very small group. We'll teach a lesson on spirituality, that's something that's going on that can help you if you know that or you have that practice or whatnot. And then we will answer a question for everybody that's on the line in real depth. So if you're interested in doing that, you can write me at info@knowthename.com. Again, that's info, short for information, @knowthename.com. If you're interested in doing that, and by next week, we hope to have that up on this website that we're transferring over so that you can just sign up each month if you want to be one of the people, the lucky people that get to do that. Okay, so Angela, thank you. Mary Ellen, thank you for holding on.
Thank you, Angela.
Mary Ellen, what area of Texas are you from?
I'm in north central Texas. It's the town is Lipan, but it's near maybe Stephenville or Granbury, Texas. Anyway,
okay.
A small town.
Yeah, that's okay. I've lived in Texas for years and years and years, so, you know, I'm always curious. Oh, from Texas, my ears pop up. What did they say? You can take you can take your body out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of your body once you've been there?
I guess so. I don't know.
I love Texas. I love it. I just couldn't handle the heat after a while. So, Mary Ellen.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Well,
what question do you have for Susan?
My question would be, you know, I think I'm pretty lucky as far as overall. I mean, maybe I'm delusional, okay? But I have always had this issue, and I knew I had it when I was like 33, and I had, I asked my doctor to check my cholesterol, and he was like, oh, I don't need to test you because you're young, you don't need that. And of course, I said, no, do it anyway. And so then they said, oh, your cholesterol's too high, blah, 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 blah. I was like 30 pounds less. I was very strict with my diet. And I got so upset and bothered by all that because it was high. And I gained 15 pounds right away. But it doesn't ever seem to go down. And I have used statins before, but I just hear so many things that are not good about them. So I haven't used those. I've tried the red yeast rye stuff, and that just still makes me feel horrible. So I don't know. Maybe there's something that is just leave it be. That's kind of the way I've lived with it, you know, last 10 years. But
what are you saying is high?
My cholesterol.
What range is it?
Oh, and you know what? I don't have the recent numbers because I haven't been to the doctor. I don't go to the doctor hardly ever, so I haven't had it done in a couple of years. Probably, I don't know the high and the low, and I'm sorry. I don't know the HDL
and
LDL.
That's okay, Susan. What can you give her? I'm going to cut short a little bit.
230, 250, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Overall.
Yeah, that's quite high. That's, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I have high cholesterol, it's 130. And I'm looking at the familial lineage, and that would be normal for the familial lineage. Do you know what I mean? If I were comparing it, I wouldn't say it was really high. But that is high. So what immediately I saw was you have this as a patterning in five past lifetimes of having very high cholesterol, and it's also, it's just caused by the diet that was available at that time, the diet mm-hmm. that you became used to. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Let me ask Spirit, Heavenly Father, one, two. You know, you could benefit with a session. You really could. Because I can see this is the only patterning that you have. I'm going to say that sugar is also an issue, not super mm-hmm. high, but it will be at time. It will hit a high. And it's because of a pancreatic injury in a past lifetime. So right now, what would be very good, and I know it sounds crazy, but have you ever heard of Bragg's vinegar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what, Bragg's what? Could,
Bragg's vinegar.
Yeah, it's apple vinegar.
Right, if you
I use that in my shake every morning.
Perfect. You know, so it would be unusual for you to have real high cholesterol when you take Bragg's, but if you could put about, a good 2 ounces of Bragg's, 1 to 2 ounces, in orange juice or apple juice, anything you can tolerate it in, and drink it daily, that will also begin to drop the cholesterol, at least in this lifetime. It's being held artificially high because of the patterning from past lifetime, but at least it will help in the interim. And, you know, I think it's, I don't know if it's as effective as medication, but some of us don't do well on medications. And so I think it's a great place to start, especially when medications have not worked.
Okay, so Mary Ellen, if you get a session with Susan, if you get a session with her, or when you get a session with her, would you ask her also to look at your fat level in your body? Because that's what's in your name is a predisposition to give you problems down the road, and see if she can clear that out. Okie dokie.
Sure.
You know, we're going to look at about 7 different health issues. So don't worry about it. We'll catch it all. But mention to me that we said fat because, you know, it's nice to go right directly to an issue.
Yes.
So I agree. Okay. We're going to say fat, pancreas, cholesterol, and pancreas and fat is just one of the 3 issues, and then we'll go on from there.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Great, Mary Ellen. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate you.
Anna, thank you for waiting, Anna. Anna's from Los Angeles. How's it out there? We always hear horror stories about big cities. I hope you're staying safe. Anna, are you on the line?
Anna?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hi, Anna.
How is
can
that
you hear
in
us?
Los Angeles?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, my phone's a little off. I think it's me.
So just tell me if you're safe in Los Angeles, because, you know, our big cities are just under attack right now, and I just want to make sure everybody's staying safe.
Well, it seems, I mean, so far it's been fine for me when I've stepped out to have to do anything. I haven't noticed anything. So it's been okay.
So, and I think it's sometimes it just happens
in one
area, and the rest of the area is fine.
We had an earthquake this morning at 4:30 a.m. It was in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, my.
You know, that's just scary. So, Anna, what's your question for Susan?
I just wanted to see what, you know, she can see with me, because I've always been very healthy all my life. My parents were always very good with everything was homemade cooking. We never had really bad food or anything like that. It was very, very good on not having too much sugar, anything like that. But I've also been an empath. And so I've been fine. I really was the kind of person, I never get sick. If there was anything, even if people were sick, I would never get sick, you know, or if something was to occur just a little bit, I would know what to do, because I also do a lot of natural healing. I don't do, I do like organics and everything of that nature. And back in 2010, I had to go to England, and I got devastatingly sick, I almost died when I came back home. And so I had to cure myself. I had to do all these detoxing and everything. And, I mean, to this day, I'm still kind of dealing with everything. But it's been like 1,000 times better after, you know, almost 10 years.
Okay, so what you're really wanting to know, for the sake of time, is you want Susan to look at anything that's remaining from that time period and what you can do. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Susan.
You ate something that was poisonous, and oh my goodness, was it so poisonous? Was it a fish base? No, it was a meat based product. It was old meat, and it had been stored near something that was like cyanide.
Oh my goodness! It was a meat base. Okay.
So your stomach? Did your stomach hurt a lot?
Well, I just had everything. I just had everything.
Okay.
Name it. I even had every symptom you can think of: headaches, sneezing, coughing. I remember the last day when I was there, I couldn't even eat, really, because it was just really bad. But I remember the last day I was there, I sneezed, and I just felt all this, like, chemical burn coming down from my head, forehead, all the way down my nostrils. It felt like I had just burned myself.
Right, right, exactly, cyanide-based. Awful. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. That is just dreadful. And, Heavenly Father, I'm just going to ask... Release this from 1, 2. Yeah, you still have a residue of about 2%. And that is, I wonder if a quantum, I think, would work on you. Have you ever heard of quantum technology?
Somewhat, yes.
It's like, it's a very advanced form of biofeedback. And it vibrates poison. It vibrates impurities out of the physicality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you would really, really be well served to have some quantum sessions.
Okay.
And
so
we have
Anna,
one girlfriend
you,
that is fabulous with quantum technology.
At
did
info
she, Sharon,
at
did she move to the Texas area or did
yeah.
she move to the Florida
okay,
area?
Okay, we're trying to talk over each other. If you email me at info@knowthename.com, Anna, I will give you Rhonda's information because that's who Susan's going to refer. Okay?
Yeah.
And she's fabulous at this. Fabulous and not as nearly as expensive as everybody else. You know, she's very reasonable. And so just call me and say that you want the Rhonda's phone number and contact information, and I'll put you in touch with her. Okay?
Sounds so good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You.
And then
so
you can get rid of that once and for all.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. Okay, we have Elena from Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, hi. This is the first
Elena.
Time I've ever done anything. Yes, ma'am. Can
yes,
you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well,
thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me the information. I'm a little nervous, but I really wanted to have a session with Susan at a future time, and I've enjoyed listening to all these beautiful souls of great light. You know that my situation, because we had a session, but my question is, I've got patterns that I hope I need help releasing. I grew up with a mother that had Munchausen by proxy, and I have 61 years in this body. I didn't break free from her until I was 43. I think that my dyslexia is due to the way she used to get mad at me as a child, and she used to shake my hair from side to side for about 12 years of my life. Now, I realize I'm not angry. I sometimes get angry at her because she gave me, like, orgasms. And she was so, she did really bizarre things as part of that illness. So I want to heal me. I purposely never got married or never had children because of my proclivity of passing that on was very intense. I almost finished my degree. But my problem also is that I have a tendency of not putting up boundaries. So I got taken advantage of my art teacher who forged my name, and he needed the money for his
okay.
wife.
Okay, without giving us a long diatad, we just want Susan to look at your help and see if she can do something and make a suggestion. Okay, Susan.
There are, you know, I just want to compliment you because you have been living consciously and choosing to walk through your own trauma. You have many, many traumas. You have about 37 more severe traumas. And yet, you have healed most all of them. You've only got about 8 that really need to be worked on. and maybe little pieces here and there of others. So I just want you to stop and acknowledge the courage that you have had every day of your life to address this as an issue. Because it is truly great courage. It is living with the greatest degree of consciousness that I can imagine. And so what would be really fine is there are some different ways to work with it. You can work with a therapist that's a specialist in trauma or adult children of dysfunctional homes, ACA, adult children of alcoholic homes. They tend to be good at this. The other thing you could do is you could call me, and I can go through those traumas with you. And something I would love to do, and I am not technically adept, is I would love to walk through these traumas with you on Zoom, because it would be so helpful to see where your soul is as you work through these issues, and if there are any remnant issues that we can also release from you at that time. But I do want to...
I just want to only work with you, because I'm very careful, because sometimes, like, vocation rehab, I was going to go through, and the lady just wrote me off and wanted to put me drugs, and she never really heard. She wasn't where you are spiritually. And I'm very careful.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. And the thing is, you have gone so far beyond where she is. You would just intimidate her because you've lived so consciously to heal this.
Yes, I spend most of my time in deep prayer and meditation. I spend a lot of time doing this. It's become my life's work.
Yeah. But what we really want to do is get you through it. So that you have a life. There's no reason why you can't commit to an occupation as an artist and be the artist in personality that you are and be productive at it. My goodness, there's no reason why you can't find a soul partner and marry and have a lovely life. You don't need to live with this trauma. You know, you made a decision to stay single because it was a good decision. While you needed extra time to heal, but you don't need to exist in without a balanced life.
Okay, Ilana, there you go. You've got one more person believing in you and knowing that you can do well and you can get out of your current situation and have a really productive, good life. Ilana, thank you for calling in. Teresa,
thank you, Ilana.
Okay, it's Dee's turn from North Carolina. Thank you for holding. Dee, what question would you like to ask Susan?
Hi, Dee. I have felt really good for the recently, more so than the last 5 years. I was not feeling well, but I am feeling good today. But I've noticed that I have been gaining weight, and I look at all these different things on the internet that I could try to get rid of belly fat and all that. I haven't tried it. I didn't want to waste my money, but I thought there might be something that Susan could tell me was causing it.
That's a great question.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is so epidemic and getting worse as we're sequestered in home. You know, people aren't meant to be sequestered in their homes 24/7. It's an unhealthy lifestyle. One of the things I really feel is important, and because I'm not a nutrition fanatic, I don't generally go there. But in reality, think about this. Nutrition, eating, is evolutionary. The diet that we eat as an infant is different than the diet we eat as a 2 to 4 year old, is different than the diet that an 8 year old eats, is very different than a teenager, different from a 20 year old. And at this age, we have a very different need, because some of us can eat meat, some really can't. And by the way, you can. Some can eat poultry, some really can't. Some can eat a lot of fish, some really can't. So you have to determine what you can eat. But one thing that I say to a lot of people is I think that we are over committed to eating, number one, too much meat. I think a grown woman really needs only about 4 ounces. And I know that Sharon probably laughs at me when I order children's plates. But the bottom line is that we don't need the quantity of food, most women just don't, that is on a plate.
Okay.
About 4 ounces is probably really adequate for us. And the other thing we don't really need is the quantity of wheat product and grain product. I think, again, we just are eating too much.
Okay.
And so as opposed to saying, I'm going on a diet, oh, my God, to me that's like the fate worse than death, try cutting down just on the amount of meat, the amount of chicken, and no more than twice a week with the chicken because the chicken has a lot of fat in it. And okay. Literally no more than one serving of pasta or one serving of one piece of bread a day. And even if you notice that that's not sufficient, if you don't weight adjust, you notice I'm not saying diet. Don't try to diet. Try to weight adjust and find the combination of foods that work for you, that you're cutting down on quantities and adjusting them for your age.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And that 4 ounces, is that per day or is that per meal?
It's neither. 4 ounces is almost 3 times a week. We don't... grown women don't
three
tend to, unless
week?
You're super active, don't tend to need more meat than that in a course of a week.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And but you know, separate from fish, separate from poultry items. So we intersperse that turkey and that chicken, intersperse quail, intersperse different kinds of fish. Oh my goodness, with the farm fishing industry today, we've got the greatest salmons coming on, haddock, halibut, the white fishes. I mean, really, this is a good time to be alive, right? And we're all enjoying it a little too much. So enjoy having a varied diet, but cut okay. down a bit on the quantities and certainly cut down on the grains. We just we're not active enough to eat that a high quantity of food.
Okay.
Okay, there you've got it, Dee. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
I
you.
Wish you well.
And you know, I'm not getting allergies for you.
Okay.
And I'm not getting blocks of oil or things that are blocked in your system, just so you know. Some people have tremendous weight issues.
I've
got allergies.
I cut out sugar.
I just want to make one suggestion for you. Okay, Dee?
Yeah.
Just one suggestion is when you're telling your body to lose weight, anything you lose, you try to find. So instead, ask your body to adjust its weight to where it's most comfortable. Okay? And that way you won't go on a yo-yo. If you attempt to lose weight, we always try to find what we have lost. We lost our keys, we go to find them. We lose something, we go to find it. So don't say to your body that you're wanting to lose weight because then you'll find that weight again later. Instead, say to your body you want to adjust your weight to its most comfortable size.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
When it's gone, it stays gone. Okay. Parisa, thank you so much, Dee, for calling in. Parisa, it is your turn from Maryland. Parisa, it's your turn from Maryland. And I'm just going to say...
Hi, Susan. This is Parisa.
Hi, thank you
so much for taking my call.
Yeah, give us a quickie question because we're starting to run out of time and I want to make sure everybody gets in. So quickie question.
I wanted to ask about my current situation. I'm going through a lot, both regarding my physical health as well as emotional. My family actually has cut their relationship with me since the beginning of 2020. It's a really tough time for me, and it seems that I'm losing everything. So I wanted to see what is happening in my life.
What is the physical condition?
I've been having extreme fatigue and like pain in my body. Since March, I've been having some heart condition issues and showing abnormalities. And also, I have focus problem. I cannot concentrate on what I'm doing and becoming forgetful. So it's been really difficult.
Okay. Susan, what are you picking up for Parisa?
Sharon, can you say that? Is it Teresa or Parisa?
No, it's P like Peter, A-R-I-S-A.
Parisa.
Like Paris.
So
Parisa.
Sorry. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Thank you, Saul.
Uh-huh.
You are becoming very fibromyalgic, and I'm wondering, are you struggling a bit to breathe, too?
Yes, sometimes I have exactly a shortness of breath, yeah, and, you know, I have a sleep apnea, as I've been using this CPAP machine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, and that's really hard to stay right with that. That will be helpful to you. I'm seeing what happened to you. You know, you're coming through an age of which you were severely beaten in a past lifetime. And that severe beating trauma is equating to a great deal of body aches and pain in this lifetime. In fact, what happened is your sternum was cracked crosswise, right? And the heart was impacted. So your heart is a bit low. It's like at 90%. And you're having the cellular memory from past lifetime, which is interesting, of PTSD, okay, of shock.
Mm-hmm.
And your family is releasing from you. The first thing I heard was hopelessness. I mean, they don't know how to help you. And they're not mm-hmm. in a position to take care of you. All right? Mm-hmm. So they're withdrawing a bit.
Well, that's got to hurt.
In a past lifetime, when this happened to you, it was a second marriage. And as you were married off, they lost contact with you, right? And abusers, someone that abuses wives will also just totally isolate them, right? You are aware of that. So in that past lifetime, that's what happened. And your family is being karmically challenged to remain somewhat in a relationship with you, but in this period of COVID fear, I'm sorry that they're not doing a better job of that. I do get that they are feeling overwhelmed and hopeless. However, this is a cellular memory which makes it something that can be released. So what would be helpful for you is for you to pray. Are you Christian by chance?
No, I'm a Baha'i.
Are you Baha'i? Good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Good, I love it. So what you can do is with your Baha'i faith, pray that the cellular memory of beating trauma from past lifetime be released from you.
Okay.
And all the cellular memory of PTSD from past lifetime also be released from you, and the extreme anxiety and terror that you experienced in that past lifetime also, please be released from you day and night so that you can sleep.
Okay.
And so when you feel it's appropriate, as you pray for that, as it begins to lift from you. And this is also, if you are under a doctor's care, if you are taking the pain medication, continue
doing everything that your doctor tells you to do, continue using your sleep apnea equipment, do clean it well. But, you know, what I feel that can happen for you, and I have dealt with this by releasing polio from myself as well as beating trauma from past lifetime, you can heal fully. And so with under your doctor's care, you'll be ready to phase out the pain medicine and the sleep apnea equipment when it is safe, when he advises you, okay?
Okay.
Well, that's good news. That means you're going to be healing. Okay, thanks for calling in.
I mean, she's so profoundly, you're of such profound light and faith that you can do this for yourself.
And
I believe in you. I believe in your ability to do this for yourself. All right? And if you have a problem, call. All right?
Sure.
Okay, and again, to get a hold of Susan, all you have to do is go to her website, soulwealth.com, and you can sign up there and get all the information there. Her website is soulwealth.com, and you know that you can always go to knowthename.com under the schedule page, find the Thursday where she's the guest, and all of her information is there and more than what we give you here. Okay, so again, bless everybody who's been waiting a while to get in. Sandra, we've got three more to go, Susan, so we're going to have to be fairly quickly to get everybody in. Sandra,
hi,
from
Susan.
San Diego, California.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Sandra. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll be really quick. I, about 4 years ago, had a very weird incident. I'm young, in my early 40s when this happened, and they thought I had a stroke. But the neurologist never figured out what it was. They said it was not a stroke. It was just a weird brain attack, she called it, and never diagnosed it. It took me about 2 years to heal. I had the left side of my body, my arm and my leg was hard to use. I've regained full use of it. But what's left is after 2-3 years, I feel great, but, I'm still having digestive issues and joint pain that comes on occasion, and this weird internal shaking that I get. And the doctors can't find anything wrong. So I'm wondering if you can.
shaking.
Like an internal shaking. Nobody can feel it. Like if you touch my body, you can't feel it, but I can feel it inside my entire body.
It's like the inside of you is vibrating
actually,
and the outside isn't.
When what is called, we have many bodies, but the four directly above us is the physical that we are in, and then the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, right? And the spiritual body is what carries the cellular memory from a past lifetime. And what this is, it is a stroke from a past lifetime from being hit on the head with a hammer. And it's isolated to one spot in terms of the shadow of the cellular memory, okay? And that was part of it. But what also happened is you were, as you fell, left on the right side, let me see. The strike was on the right, the left side. You fell on the right side, and somehow, and I'm just not seeing it, maybe at the time, you were also electrocuted, I think by a light, not something with a high degree of voltage, a low degree of voltage, but it happened. And so you have the trauma of a mini stroke that occurred in a past lifetime, the cellular memory of the stroke from the past lifetime, as well as an issue of a minor electrical voltage going through your system from a past lifetime. And the digestive issue is from PTSD. And joint pain, I think the joint pain is something totally different that occurred because you were around the same age. The joint pain is actually from an earlier lifetime when you were put on a rack, right? And your joints were stretched. So you've got overlapping trauma. Okay, so pray that those two issues will be released from you, the put on the rack trauma, as well as the being hit on the head with a hammer, as well as being electrocuted, and see if that begins to take down all three of those cellular memories. I can bet that the physicians are so confused, it's dreadful. No problem. But you've done a great job of healing yourself. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
So go ahead and pray about those three things. Yes?
I'll do that. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Well, you know what's interesting is in Sandra's name, it says that she will become an expert at anything she puts her mind to, that she'll do it. She can do it, and she'll do it to the top of her ability, which is really nice. So, Susan, people can reach you at soulwealth.com, okay?
Yes.
And I want to let everybody know that they can reach you that way. Soulwealth.com is the easiest way to reach her. Again, if you want the phone number or the email address, it is at knowthename.com. Go to the Thursday on my schedule page, and you can get that information there. So, as much and as wonderful as Susan's information is, that's what we want to start bringing to you every month for one night a month. But we're going to take a limited number of people every time, $50. You're going to get some information from both of us, and then you'll get readings from both of us because we'll have a small enough number of people on the call that we'll always get to everybody on the call. For the two people that I did not get to because I didn't have – We were running out of time. Okay, Melissa, you just gave your information to Don. And Pauline, I have yours, and we'll take care of you after the show is over. You know that if you've held the whole show, we don't want you to say, oh, I just wasted my time. Of course, we don't want that. So we'll make sure we get to both of you after the show. Thank you so much for your patience and holding. Again, if you would like to get a hold of Susan, you can just go to soulwealth.com. Next week's show, it is the first of the month. It is just me, and I will be happy to read your name, answer your questions, and everything based on your name. Susan, I want to thank you twice, because one, for doing a fabulous job when you come on like you always do, and second, for coming in at the last minute and helping us out. Always much, much appreciated.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You are welcome. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you, and thank you all for calling in. I've so appreciated it.
So thank you for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.